to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about the brain. Did you know that everything that happens during puberty comes from the brain? Well, people often think that the word puberty just means the body changes, so let's say adolescence. Adolescence also includes all the changes in the brain, and there are a lot of changes. That is why you think more rational when you're an adult. That is why teenies sometimes act on impulse, and that's why children often act spontaneous. So, you see, it's all about our brain. It's important to be aware of these changes because you will be able to understand some feelings and other things that happen to you much better. And during adolescence, our brain is so adaptive that we can influence it in many ways and cause changes that affect our future. So, watch out!
The puberty is something very normal and we all have to go through. When we hear the word puberty, we always think negative, but not everything during puberty is negative. Teenies are curious and want to earn more experience, so teenies find new friends easier and have fun. The only bad thing is teenies are risky and misinterpret, so they get in trouble and fights easier. Difficulties like consequences and emotions are also part of the puberty. Puberty is also a nice experience or time for the teenies. So they go out and have fun and aren't actively working, so they can enjoy their time. Also with problems and no overthinking on bad things, accidents and so on. But no worries, this is completely normal.
There is one main thing changing in the brain during adolescence: the reduction of gray matter and replacement with white matter. Don't worry, I'll explain what that is now. The brain is made up of two kinds of tissue. Gray matter, which mainly consists of cell bodies and is found on the brain's surface, basically including inside those wrinkles and also deep inside the brain. And white matter, made up of the axons of nerve cells. In case you don't remember what that is, they are like cables for information to travel on to the next cell. White matter is found between the gray matter. Okay, now that we've got that straight, why is there even a need for this reduction process? Well, babies have way too many neurons for us to use them all effectively later on. So the brain does what every biological structure wants to do: optimize its function. The brain does this by getting rid of excess neurons and strengthening the connections of those used most, which means you can actually think faster. Because gray matter consists of the cell bodies, and some of those got rid, the amount of this tissue decreases. The opposite is true for the white matter, because the connections were strengthened and they take up more space. This tissue increases. There are also a lot of abilities you gain with changes in brain structure opposed to children. The ability to think abstractly, meaning you can think about, for example, cats in general, their place in this world, and their effect on your life without having to have a concrete thing in mind. For example, in this case, your own cat. And things like considering many points of view and being able to think about the process of thinking. Research also suggests that adolescents have a greater capability than adults and kids to solve problems in new and creative ways, partially because we get the ability to think of different concepts at the same time and understand complex topics. Something people often underestimate is our direct influence on our brain's development. We can support this to stay healthy in many different ways. And it's especially important to do this in adolescence because the brain is even more susceptible to change during that time period. It is important to encourage independence to form a self-identity and to learn considering long-term consequences. But a good social environment is just as important as well as optimizing the learning environment at school.
So next time somebody asks you about your behavior, you can give quite a good answer. You could also ask your teacher about changing the arrangement of tables and chairs in your class, or to set own goals when you do projects. Maybe group discussions, feedback and integration of other grades would help you too. But, however, now you know why all these things happen to you. Very interesting, or don't you think so? Personally, I was very fascinated about all the processes and changes that take place in every brain. And the brain does these things by itself. It doesn't get any instructions like how to become an adult brain or something. Okay, Even if it doesn't seem that interesting to you, now you know how to influence your brain. That's it for us, and we remind you to stay curious.